You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Grace, what have you got for us?
Well, I spoke to Peter O'Connell, educational spokesperson for Child Poverty Action Group, about the abolishment of NCEA fees. The NCEA overhaul announced by the government will remove the $70 fee required per year for the qualifications. So I started by asking him why CPAG supports the decision to remove the fees.
CPAG supports the abolition of the fees because it's a barrier for poor families. The cost of the fees prevents students who graduate from getting their qualifying certificate, and that's really important to remove that barrier. It affects 1 in 10 families, so it's a significant number of children and students who this change has a really positive impact and effect on.
I noticed that you guys talked about hidden costs of education in New Zealand. So could you tell me what have the hidden costs of an education in New Zealand been until this change?
Well, that's a significant one at the end point. But fees themselves, the Labor government in its 2017 manifesto promised the abolition of school fees and said what they would do instead is to fund schools $250 in place of school fees. Now, that's a really important shift. There are large numbers of families struggling in New Zealand to find the fees. If you don't pay fees, it means poor kids don't, for example, get to go on school camps to do all the other really important co-curricular activities in schools because they're denied that opportunity. So removing school fees, removing these kinds of barriers means that every kid gets an equal chance to high quality education. So CPAG understands that education is the way out of poverty, and you don't put barriers in the way of education so that poor people can't make the most of the education that's on offer.
And so how does the social insecurity around NCEA fees stay with these kids who probably can't afford these things later in life?
Well, what it means, I think, is that poor people get punished for being poor. So what it means is you struggle your way through to get to the end of schooling. You get your qualifications, but you actually can't pick up the certificates to say that you've done well, which means that you can't access training courses, you can't prove that you've done things into employment. So it's almost like the ticket itself that you've worked so hard to get is taken off you right at the last minute. And that's for a large number of young people in New Zealand. We're estimating somewhere in the range of 140,000 kids are impacted every year. The one real criticism that I'd have on the policy shift is that we're going to wait another year, and I can't, you know, if the government's saying this is a really important shift and this needs to happen, why are we waiting another year for it to take place in 2020? And that would be the one criticism of the change. Why wait another year?
So what additional changes do you think it would be important that the government should make to schooling in New Zealand?
Oh, there's a raft of changes. The importance of increased funding into special needs education, the shifting away from funding models so that there's even more funding going into areas of deprivation of poverty. It's really important to get the removal of the school fee barrier. A really important start, I think, with removal of the NCEA fees, but there's a large amount of work needing to be done to remove any barriers for any child in New Zealand so that they don't get the very, very best opportunity they can from an education system. Education's a right, and so is a free education, and anything that gets in the way of that limits people's opportunities.
Do you think that NCEA provides an adequate education for all kids that will be able to see them into good lives?
No, NCEA isn't an education, it's an assessment system. So it's the way in which we assess kids at the end of the system, whether it's fair, whether it provides what it is that we need in the future. I think the answer is simply no. The evidence is that what kids really need are skills in cooperation, collaboration, creativity, and NCEA doesn't assess students in those areas at all. And the proposed changes around increasing the amount of exams in the system is a really retrograde step. It's a step backwards. It's really surprising that a Labor government or a Labor-led government has sort of retreated into a very traditional, old-fashioned approach to assessment with these changes. You know, it's interesting that the National Party have signed up on it, and that might be a warning for anybody who understands that progressive education, education which is around creating a fully rounded citizen, isn't met by these changes towards a more exam-focused assessment process.
Do you think there are any educational examination systems that we see in other parts of the world that we should consider switching to?
Well, everyone says it, but it is the Scandinavian countries that do have a much richer understanding of what schools are about, and especially in terms of their assessment processes. So, yep, I think we should be going that way. It's really interesting that as schools are heading now in NCA to a stronger examination process, I work at a university where we're moving increasingly to internal assessments, that the examinations are shorter than they ever were, that there are multiple courses. I teach at master's level where we don't have examinations, and yet we're having a system in schools now where we're retreating back into a stronger examination focus. So it seems to me to be moving away from where much of the world has been moving with these steps. I'm surprised by it. I think many educators are surprised by those announcements.
And finally, do you have any additional comments that you'd like to make?
I think the government should be congratulated for the shift around funding. I think they needed to get that so that it happened this year. The fiscal responsibility requirements that they put on themselves have limited the speed at which they're able to make the changes which need to be made. So I think it's a pity we're waiting till 2020. I think the changes to the qualifications themselves towards a more traditional exam-focused assessment system is a step backwards. I think it will meet a range of opposition from teacher groups. Tinkering around with the system, the idea that this is a radical shift, it isn't. It's actually just yet again tinkering around with a system that everyone understands isn't really doing what it needs to be doing for young people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.